This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Olympic Games are underway, but the thrill of competition has been tempered by tragedy today. Two relatives of a coach for the U.S. men's volleyball team were stabbed to death near one of the city's tourist sites. One was stabbed. Two were stabbed. One to death. The other was seriously injured. NPR's Frank Langfitt is on the line from Beijing. Frank, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
What do we know about this attack?
Well, according to the U.S. Embassy and Beijing police, it happened at the Drum Tower just after noon. They say a man stabbed these two tourists and their Chinese tour guide. And then police say, and this is a really strange twist, he threw himself off the Drum Tower to his death. Mm-hmm. Now, Xinhua, the official Chinese news agency, said his name is Tang Yongming. He's about 47 years old from Hangzhou. That's a lake city not that far from Shanghai. But they don't have anything else on him, no motive. Mm-hmm. And the embassy hasn't named the victims yet.
Tell us about the area around the and the Drum Tower, for that matter.
Yeah, the Drum Tower is just north of the Forbidden City. It's there in central part of Beijing. Mm-hmm. It's on the edge of a vibrant restaurant district. It's about 150 feet high, the Drum Tower, and it used to tell time in imperial days.
Violent crime in China is pretty low compared to our U.S. cities. This is very unusual, isn't it, the killing of a foreigner in particular?
This is extremely rare, and the idea of a daylight stabbing in a tourist district, frankly, is bizarre. Mm-hmm. You know, with economic development here, crime has been increasing, but generally, places like Beijing are pretty safe by comparison. I used to live here in the 1990s, and I can tell you that back then, I would feel comfortable walking down the main boulevard in the street at 3 or 4 a.m. Sometimes I actually had to do that. Mm-hmm. But by the time I left in 2002, I was a little more careful. Now, last month, there was a Canadian woman in Shanghai who was killed. And in recent years, there have been a few home invasions of foreign villas that have involved killings. In total, maybe every year, one or two foreigners die in Beijing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's very low in a city with a growing foreign population and an overall population of about 17 million.
Frank, I have to ask, because we do want to ask you about certainly the opening ceremonies, but can you breathe, man? How's the air there?
I can breathe. I mean, I'm tired and sick, and usually when I come here, I usually get sick in the first 4 or 5 days. That has happened again. It's very humid. It's been very hazy. They say it's a mist. A lot of us think that there's a fair bit of pollution in the air. I'm doing better now. I'm finally getting, frankly, some phlegm out of my throat, and I'm kind of coming out of it.
And you're not running a 100-yard dash or a marathon, to my knowledge.
Not remotely, Scott.
So the opening ceremonies were astounding, I gather.
They were. It was a really good show. And more importantly, frankly, I think it was a smart show. Mm-hmm. They knew critics were looking for one of these chest-thumping sort of nationalist celebrations of the country's staggering growth. And instead, they went back to, 5,000 years of the past. They focused on ancient culture, found something that was non-controversial and would appeal to foreign audiences and, frankly, to, Chinese audiences as well.
And Pierce, Frank Langfitt on the job for us there covering the Olympics in Beijing. Thanks so much, Frank.
Happy to do it, Scott.